Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may glorify your name. We ask that we may always remember those who have suffered in order to bring the faith where they lived and to those they sought to bring the faith across the seas. And we always remember our role to live the faith, keeping those who gave their lives for the faith in our mind. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is a really unique day in the martyrology of the church, and that is the story of St. Andrew Kim Taegon, St. Paul Chong Hassang, and their companions. Now, I probably mispronounced this, but these were Korean Christians, and they traveled to bring the message of the gospel to China and also from China back to Korea. And according to the story, Korea at the time had a very similar situation that we have in North Korea, where there was very little contact with the outside world. And so therefore, and we also see some of these elements in China. So therefore, this whole concept of bringing the message of the gospel, which was obviously not native to Korea, to that peninsula, was strongly rejected. And so, and I mean strongly rejected, these Christian martyrs, of which there were quite a few, I think there were over 50 of them, but anyway, these martyrs suffered severely for their faith, some as young as 13 and also well older than that, who lived their faith and were killed in an effort to silence the faith because of its outside connection. And the torture they suffered because of their faith was extreme. So you can use this as a reminder of some of the torture that is going on in North Korea as we speak. And so we can see that North Korea has a history of this. And it was also a way of bringing the faith in a way that was kind of smuggled across national lines secretly, and of course they were captured, from China, which was also evangelized into Korea. Now today we see a similar system. In China, there is a great desire to silence Christianity in all its forms, because they don't want this outside influence. There is some kind of a treaty between the Vatican and also the nation of China. Do know that China is a communist country, and they are officially atheists. And then you have the different faiths. So what you have is that you do have Christians living in these areas. You have Christians living in North Korea. You have Christians living in China, but they'll live underground. Now, I don't know what the situation is as far as if there was any Christianity allowed in North Korea. Sometimes when I think of North Korea, and I could be wrong here, I mean, if there are any North Koreans who are in North Korea who can answer, which, well, we'll see what that happens. It reminds me of what's his name? Eugene Lee Yang, who is one of the Try Guys, and he is Korean. And when he worked for BuzzFeed, one of the things that they did a video on questions that people ask Koreans, that, or even I think was actually asked Asians. And they asked, one of the questions that was asked him is, your family North Korean or South Korean? And these are questions, of course, they don't like to be asked. And the answer is, he said, I am obviously South Korean. This isn't an exact quote. I'm obviously South Korean, but you can tell I'm South Korean because I'm here. because if I was North Korean, I wouldn't be here. So it was kind of an interesting line. And so we understand that, you know, if there were some North Koreans listening to this, which I'm sure there aren't because they aren't allowed to, but if they were, that is a question. Can you assume that there may be Christians living underground? Well, the Holy Spirit works in very powerful ways. But we know there's an underground church in China, which also is where these Korean guests were, the Korean guests, Korean martyrs were guests, they said. Korean martyrs were. They were originally, they were trained in China and then they left China to sneak into Korea to bring the message. But now we know there is an underground church and a very powerful underground church. Now, it doesn't mean they literally celebrate their services, including the Catholics, their masses underground. But what it does mean is they are not known to the government, and the government doesn't like this. However, there is a way you can celebrate your Christian services, and that is if you register with the government. Well, the Soviets used to do the same thing. And there are two things that would guarantee to happen. Number one, if you registered with the government, then you can guarantee there would be spies that would come into your church. And secondly, you could only preach material that was pro-government. And one of the powerful things that happened with that pro-government idea was that in the Soviet Union, the only people, who was seen receiving communion would be fired from their job the next day. It was a real powerful reality because they had so many spies in the churches watching to see who would do this. And essentially said that the churches that were okay with the government were really the people going to church were all from the KGB. So you can imagine that Vladimir Putin once used to be one of those spies. I don't know, but he very well may have been. And anyway, we're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. We'll be back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out the website. If you'd like to donate to the show, that would really be helpful. There's a new way to donate on the front page of that. And you never know where I got this. I actually got that from the diocese. They use the same service. And I'm like, well, if they're using that, why don't I use that? So it's a service called Give Butter. And it uses all different ways if you'd like to donate to help support the show. And remember, supporting the show supports the parish because the parish sponsors the program. So we appreciate those who have supported the program, the show, and we really, really appreciate that. And if you'd like to join them just to support the program, to let people know. And of course, you'll hear at the end of the show, the best way to support this parish is to come to Mass. You have a standing invitation. I always get that word wrong. At 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. I'm thinking of starting another Mass. Let me know what you think. But right now, it's 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. In any case, we are talking about the reality of these martyrs who were martyred in Korea, suffered severely. In one case, I was reading the Franciscans version of this. In one case, one of the martyrs his skin was so severely ripped that he literally could rip a piece off of it himself and throw it at the judge. Sorry, I know it's early in the morning. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but that's one of the things they brought out. That's some of the torture that these people had suffered for the sake of their faith. And they said that, this is a reality. And those are the seeds that were sown in Korea. Now, we know that South Korea is very Christian and very Catholic in a lot of parts, and there are other Christian faiths there. So we know that is there in South Korea. Don't know much about North Korea. No one knows anything about North Korea, which is part of, you can see, that tradition of Korea that the evangelists were trying to bring in. We see the situation, too, that we know people have suffered and died terribly. And of course, we all know the case of that that poor young man by the name of Wombeer, Mr. Wombeer, who suffered at the hands of the Koreans. And no one has said how he ended up in a coma. No one from North Korea, it's like, we don't know. Of course they do, but they're not telling anyone, and it's a real terrible thing. Although I bring up something that really was horrible that happened in a local state, I'm not going to really, at this point, because this is a religious show, really point my fingers at a local state, but it was a man who was arrested for, he was a felon. So that means he was out of prison. He had done his time, but he was a felon, and he had was possession of a gun. He wasn't doing anything with it. Possession of a gun, which is itself a felony. Shouldn't have done it, but he wasn't doing anything with it. There's a reason for why I'm bringing that up. He was thrown into the back of a police van with his hands, obviously handcuffs behind his back. The driver stopped fast and then pulled out quickly, claiming that there was someone who ended up who almost caused an accident. And in doing so, because his hands were behind his back and he wasn't properly tied into the van, he broke his neck, and no one listened to him. None of the other officers there listened to him. They yanked him out of the truck, threw him into a cell, and here he had been paralyzed because of this, and they put leg shackles on his legs. This happened in New England. I'm not going to specify the particular department. I will say it happened in Connecticut. And I looked at that and said, that's North Korea stuff. That's the kind of stuff they do in North Korea. That's the kind of stuff these people suffered, these martyrs. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Should never, ever have been allowed. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.